What can or will the Fed do to help the economy along?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good day to you. I'm Steve Chiotakis. In just a couple of hours, the Federal Reserve will release its latest report on the economy, what kind of growth it's projecting, if any, and the steps it can take to kick the recovery into higher gear. It'll no doubt take a little solace from the fact that the Commerce Department today said housing starts jumped 10.5% from the month before in August. The International Air Transport Association, the IATA as we know it, says global airlines have rebounded faster than expected from the recession. The group raised its profit forecast for this year. Steve Lott is head of communications for the North America IATA, and he's with us now live from Washington. Welcome to the program, sir.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
All right. Why all this optimism from the IATA?
Absolutely. Well, the industry is climbing out of a deep, deep hole. Over the past decade, the industry's lost about $50 billion. So there's been lots of red ink, but really the improved outlook is driven by several factors. One, on the revenue side, increasing demand from passengers is growing, the planes are full, and we're seeing revenues climb higher. At the same time, costs have remained relatively stable. Fuel prices have generally remained about $75, $80 a barrel, and that stability has helped the industry.
We've seen a lot of airlines merging, though, Steve. United, Continental, of course, just last week, Delta, Northwest. What role do these mergers play in the positive forecast you guys have?
Sure. Well, as we've seen some of these mergers and acquisitions, it's led to some capacity constraint. As airlines have combined, they've kept a careful watch on capacity and kept a tight lid on that capacity expansion. So in some cases, we've actually seen the amount of capacity or seats available drop a bit. So that's actually a good thing for an airline's bottom line as demand increases.
And we used to see that, right? When airlines, when things are really good, they tend to grow and they add flights and routes and all that. But that's not happening.
Exactly right. And in the past, we've actually seen airlines been too quick to add capacity and flights back. They've jumped the gun a bit. But the good news is this time around, and one of the reasons for a more optimistic forecast, is that airlines, especially in the U.S., have been very slow to add capacity back, which, again, is a good thing, and that actually helps the bottom line.
Steve Lott, head of communications for the North America IATA. Thanks.
My pleasure.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are lower right now, under 0.5% at the moment. The S&P and NASDAQ both off about 0.3%. The Dow down 16 points at 10,737, I should say. Markets in Asia and Europe closed mostly higher today. As General Motors prepares its initial public offering to raise money, a state-owned Chinese automaker is expressing interest in some of those GM shares. Partial Chinese ownership of GM is unnerving to some after GM's U.S. government bailout and everything else the company's been through. But Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports the partnership would be more natural than you think.
GM sells more cars in China than in the U.S., thanks to its 13-year-old joint venture with SAIC. That's why you see more Buicks than Toyotas on Chinese roads. So SAIC wanting to own a share of GM is hardly shocking.
From an industry perspective, it makes a whole lot of sense.
That's IHS auto industry analyst Paul Newton. He says the two companies are already developing energy-efficient engines together, and GM has moved almost all its advanced technology development to new Chinese R&D labs.
So, you know, from a perspective of who owns them, then you know, why a financial institution when you can have someone who has a complete and utter vested interest in your success?
The relationship between GM and China is so cozy that the two are working on a communist propaganda film together, coming to a theater not so near you, Birth of a Party, a celebration of the 90th anniversary of the Chinese Communist Party. The film's official sponsor, Cadillac. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, committed to customer service with the option to reach a human being at any time at 877-247-ALLY by pressing 0. By Constellation Energy, committed to customer choice and powering America's clean energy future through investments in nuclear, wind, solar, and efficiency technologies. And by Constant Contact Event Marketing, working to help small businesses and nonprofits make their events easier with event registration and marketing tools. ConstantContact.com.
In New York City, a guy named Ronnie is trying to get his number in as many cell phones as possible, but he's not selling drugs or anything else. He wants people to recommend his grilled cheese sandwiches to their friends. Number in hand, customers around the Lower East Side text Ronnie their order, and 15 minutes later, voila! grilled cheese? Brendan Francis Noonan, co-host of our sister program, The Dinner Party Download, gave it a try.
Okay, I'm here on location in the Lower East Side. I just texted this number, and I just told him where I was. So it's been about 10 minutes, and every time I look around, I think I see Ronnie. Is Ronnie a kid with alabaster legs that look like lollipop sticks riding a skateboard? Is Ronnie riding a bike with a cast on one leg?
Hey, how's it going?
You're Ronnie? Yeah. Do you have the stuff?
I do. I have the stuff right here for you.
We didn't even talk about price.
Price? This is a $5 sandwich.
You have change for 10?
What kind of dealer would I be without change?
Look at all that. How many grilled cheese have you moved today?
Today, done like 50.
Do you mind sitting while before I snack on this? So how did this get started?
Basically, I was making a grilled cheese for all my buddies when we'd come back after a night out, and they loved it and told their friends, and their friends just kind of spread the word, and it grew bigger just by word of mouth.
And so then how did that turn into, like, people texting you randomly and press about this?
So the press happened because my brother's girlfriend used to be in PR, and she contacted Urban Daddy, and they ate it up.
Literally?
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna check this out. It's really nice bread.
Yep.
What kind of bread is this?
What do I have? Rye there from Blue Ribbon Bakery.
And we have Granny Smith apples and gooey cheddar cheese.
And a whole lot of cheddar cheese.
Excellent. And it's still hot. Yeah. Your kitchen must be, I know you're not going to tell me, but your kitchen must be pretty close.
It's pretty close. And I did a couple laps around the block trying to find you.
So what's next?
Next, I'm looking to get into a legal kitchen. For example, a restaurant that isn't open for lunch. I would rent it out from them and just work the lunch shift, delivering sandwiches everywhere.
You know how people are really picky in restaurants? Has anyone, like, sent you back?
I've gotten nothing but good feedback.
Isn't that part of it, though? Because you get away with a lot because it's such a clever setup that this sandwich could suck and I would still be tickled.
Definitely. The product still has to be good, but even if it's not excellent, people are still probably going to like it.
So when are you going to be able to reveal your identity?
Once I get into a legal kitchen.
So why Ronnie?
Well, it's the perfect pseudonym because it's my name also.
Check it out, dinnerpartydownload.org in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.